This is Ozarks at Large. Ozark Regional Transit is requiring all passengers to have a face covering of some type effective Monday. According to ORT, a face covering can be a homemade mask, full respirator, commercially made mask, bandana, or fabric over the face. Face coverings, however, will not be provided by ORT. Earlier this week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with Public Information Officer Jeff Hatley to learn more about ORT's efforts to prevent the spread of coronavirus. He began the conversation by discussing the reasoning for issuing the mask requirement.
It's just, it comes down from several things. Obviously, you know, we follow the Department of Health's guidelines, but we also stay in contact with Razorback Transit and what they've got going on. And because we want to be one, as close as we can, one cohesive public transit system. And of course, the university is looking at a big influx of people coming up in the fall, obviously. They're still looking at, you know, the typical freshman class coming despite all this. Of course, all that stuff remains to be seen. So some of this is kind of preparing for 3 months out, you know, and is it better? It's better to put those types of things in place ahead of any kind of mandate from the Department of Health. And it's better to kind of have a precedence and let's go ahead and cut our teeth on this type of thing while maybe we don't have as many passengers and it's not as much of a disruption. As opposed to, hey, welcome back to class. You don't have a mask, and so therefore you're going to have to find your own way to class today. We don't want to do that. Obviously, Razorback doesn't want to do that. So, and I don't speak for Razorback, but I'm going from the conversations we've had with them. And so the mask is just one extra layer of protection, along with the thing we implemented about a month ago of only 9 passengers being allowed on the bus. That being 9 plus the one driver being 10 in an enclosed space. Obviously, our buses are big enough. With 10 people, our buses are big enough to have that social distancing that all the departments of health are mandating. And so that's the reason for that. And it's not been an issue now because obviously a lot of people aren't going to work, a lot of people aren't going to class. So it's not been an issue. We've been able to do that fairly simple. And that's just one more thing out in the world that we're doing, is to add the mask requirement, just have that extra layer of protection going forward. And we will review that as more information becomes available. Once obviously the departments of health learn more about this virus, as mandates come down and suggestions come down, we will review all that stuff and make changes accordingly. So this could go away. We could add to it. It just all depends.
Are there any other changes that you've had to make in adapting to the pandemic?
Oh, yes. Mostly internally. So we've asked our drivers early on to wear masks. We didn't provide them at the time. We have provided them since, and we've made it mandatory since. The biggest thing is we hired a crew to come in every night and clean our buses from top to bottom, all the surface areas. Any bus that was used that day, it gets cleaned every night. So it's a whole new crew that comes in and does that in the overnight hours. We actually we found that we could buy ibuprofen alcohol by the 55-gallon drum and get a discount. So that's what we did. and we've already gone through that 55-gallon drum. The other thing we did was we restricted access to our administrative building. And so everything's handled by phone call or Zoom. And all of our employees, everybody, bus drivers, all the way up to our executive director, must drive through our maintenance facility. And there's another contractor in there that logs in when we came in, and they take our temperature every morning before we go in. In fact, if we leave to go to lunch, we've also got to do that whole routine and get our temperature taken. So, yeah, we've been doing a lot of things internally that we don't really advertise, but people need to know that, yeah, we're taking this seriously, and we're doing our best to keep the virus from spreading on our end.
It was recently announced that Ozark Regional Transit is receiving $4.25 million as part of the CARES Act. How will you be using that funding?
Well, several things. Obviously, we will be using it for the additional contractors, you know, that we're using to facilitate us through this as safe as possible. Also, the cost of the cleaning items, things like that. But we also expect, since the economic lockdown, all the sales tax revenues, you know, are basically gone to almost nothing except for a few retail outlets, groceries and the Walmarts of the world and all that. So our funding, we've discussed that several times. We would like to have some designated funding specifically for public transit, but right now all the municipalities that we work with pay us out of their general fund. So what that means is, I believe probably some news several years ago, but it actually potentially affected us or could potentially affect us in the future. There were some bridges that were built and they were not built to specs. And so they had to go back and rebuild those. All that comes out of general fund. So it didn't actually affect us, I don't think, directly, but things like that, that happen, unexpected costs that a municipality has to address, they may start looking for ways to defund things in order to pay for things like that. And public transit would always be on the chopping block. And we've kind of felt like we've been on the chopping block in a lot of cases over the last few years that I've been here. So with the lack of sales tax revenue going into general funds, paying us out of general funds, we expect that our contributions from all the municipalities will definitely decrease and may even be non-existent in the next several quarters. So that will help us, obviously, keep public transit going in Northwest Arkansas. Obviously, there's been a huge investment in public transit. So this will help us maintain that investment and maintain public transit and hopefully be at a point, once all this is behind us, be at a point that we can continue growing again.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That was Jeff Hatley, Public Information Officer for Ozark Regional Transit. He spoke via Zoom with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this week. More information is available at ozark.org.